In 1978, CBS attempted to build upon the popularity of its long-running country music variety show Hee Haw by launching a spin-off titled Hee Haw Honeys. While the original show was a lighthearted mix of cornpone humor, musical performances, and rural-themed sketches, Hee Haw Honeys was designed to focus more on comedy and narrative storytelling, centering around the lives of two young women running a country-themed nightclub. Despite featuring a combination of comedy and musical acts with a similar flavor to its predecessor, the series never found its footing, leading to its swift cancellation after just one season. This is TV Casualty, Hee Haw Honeys. The show's premise revolved around a family-run honky-tonk bar, with the main characters being Misty Rowe as Misty, a sweet small-town girl, and Kathy Lee Johnson, later Kathy Lee Gifford, as Kathy Honey, a glamorous country singer. Misty was a direct continuation of Rowe's character from Hee Haw, while Kathy was introduced as her cousin. The nightclub served as the backdrop for various comedic situations involving love, ambition, and the clash between city sophistication and country charm. While there was ample opportunity for humor, the show's writing often relied on recycled jokes and slapstick gags that failed to elevate it beyond its predecessor's formulaic structure. One of the series' biggest selling points was its integration of country music. Many popular artists from the country music scene appeared on Hee Haw Honeys, including Loretta Lynn, Conway Twitty, and George Jones. Despite these notable guest appearances, the musical segments lacked the effortless charm of the original Hee Haw. Critics and audiences alike felt the performances were shoehorned into the storyline rather than being a natural extension of the show's comedic flow. From the outset, Hee Haw Honeys struggled with an identity crisis. While it attempted to blend the sketch-based humor of Hee Haw with the traditional sitcom format, it failed to strike a balance. The humor felt outdated even by late 1970s standards, with rural stereotypes and predictable punchlines that lacked the warmth and wit necessary to endear it to a broader audience. Additionally, the casting, although competent, did not generate the kind of chemistry needed to carry the show beyond its basic concept. The timing of the show's debut also worked against it. By 1978, the popularity of country-themed television was waning. While Hee Haw remained a cultural fixture in syndication for years to come, newer shows were moving away from rural humor. The novelty that had propelled country comedy to success in the 1960s and early 1970s was no longer a guaranteed draw. Shows like The Dukes of Hazzard, which premiered around the same time, took a different approach by blending action, comedy, and charm with a more modern sensibility. Hee Haw Honeys ultimately suffered from being too derivative. Its attempts to capitalize on the success of Hee Haw without innovating or evolving the concept left it feeling stale and uninspired. Audience reception was lukewarm, with viewership numbers failing to meet expectations. Critics dismissed it as a weak imitation, and even die-hard Hee Haw fans found little reason to tune in. CBS pulled the plug after only one season, leaving the show to fade into relative obscurity. Today, Hee Haw Honeys remains a curious footnote in television history. It serves as a reminder of how difficult it can be to replicate the success of a beloved original, even with a built-in audience and a proven formula. While Hee Haw would go on to enjoy a long life in syndication, its ill-fated spin-off disappeared almost as quickly as it arrived, remembered more as an interesting misstep than a significant contribution to country-themed entertainment on television.